A vote to protect same-gender marriage. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Yays are 267, and the nays are 157. The bill is passed.
The House passing the Respect Marriage Bill to codify same-gender marriage and mixed-race marriages. It has virtually no chance in the evenly divided Senate, but will lead to roll call votes that will likely become campaign material. The Senate has passed a procedural measure advancing the CHIPS bill that would incentivize manufacturers to make more computer chips in the U.S. Senate and House approval is expected quickly. Murder charges have been dropped against a New York City convenience store worker in the stabbing death of a man who'd attacked him.
New York City DA Alvin Bragg has dropped charges against that bodega worker by the name of Jose Alba. He was simply working at the bodega in New York when, after a dispute, he became the victim of a vicious attack from which he defended himself, resulting in the stabbing death of his assailant. A response that clearly, based on the video evidence, was not what Alba had in mind. Alba said, "I don't want a problem." Well, he got plenty of it when Austin Simon cornered him and attacked him. Alba was also attacked by Simon's girlfriend.
Fox's Kevin Cork reports District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he could not prove that Alba wasn't justified in the use of deadly force. In Tuesday's primary election in Maryland, Dan Cox, Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, won the GOP nomination for governor over Kelly Schultz, who was Governor Larry Hogan's choice. In baseball's All-Star game, the American League wins again.
Class A's ready. His 1-2 pitch to Jay Cronenworth. Got him! Classe strikes out the side in the ninth inning. And the American League wins the All-Star game for the ninth consecutive season.
Joe Davis with the call on Fox. The final 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees was named the game's most valuable player. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate Democrats putting together the final details of a smaller Build Back Better spending plan.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a spending bill that can pass with Democrats-only votes will focus narrowly on two issues, prescription drug pricing and extending Affordable Care Act provisions.
It's going to be a major, major accomplishment to help people bring down inflation.
But the reconciliation package is far from what was once envisioned by many Democrats, with funding for climate initiatives scrapped.
We are going to keep fighting on climate. It's very, very important. It's an existential threat to the globe.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has resisted climate spending, citing inflation concerns. Any reconciliation bill would need support from all 50 Senate Democrats. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden is expected to announce what the White House is calling additional climate actions today when he speaks at a power plant in Massachusetts that's being converted from coal to wind energy. AAA has just updated its daily gas price average down again to just under $4.47 a gallon, a drop of 2.8 cents since yesterday. More graphic testimony expected today in the penalty phase of the admitted Florida school shooter's trial.
Testimony to be heard today by a Fort Lauderdale jury could be similar to what they heard Tuesday, as teachers like Dara Haas recalled the day in February 2018 when Cruz killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High.
It was hazy and you could smell the sulfur from the guns and debris was flying across the room.
Student Alex Dworet watched classmate Alex Schachter die.
And I saw his body not spasming, but more like trying to take his final breaths.
Not knowing his brother Nick in a classroom across the hall was also now dead. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.